helped, she went over here at old Fish Luke School when her daddy moved down over there. And I never did hear her say just exactly, but I have an idea she went to about the 7th grade, 6th or 7th, something like that. It was a country school they had then, you know. A lot of them country schools, they go to 7th and 8th grade, and there is like going to the 8th and 9th, or maybe it's more than these others. In fact, the teachers then, instead of just having so many to teach her, one teacher would teach 4 or 5 different grades. It'd be 2 teachers in the school. One would teach from the primer up to about the 4th grade, and then the other from the 4th to the 8th.
Do you remember the house that you were raised in?
Well, I remember the old house I was born in. The old house that we had down there, we moved there in 96, is still standing down there.
Could you tell me about the house that you were born in? Do you remember what it was like?
Yeah, it's I was up here on Hazel Street. A little, of course, the numbers and everything's been changed down. I could show you the lot where the house stood, but it's all, an old Dr. Berry was a doctor that delivered me. And his boy turned up to be a doctor, Dr. Lee, and they're all gone.
How many rooms did that house have, do you know?
It had 4.
What were they?
Okay.
What kind of rooms were they? You know, with a bedroom and...
Oh, well, I guess you'd call it the kitchen and dining rooms all together. And there was just the other 3 rooms as bedrooms. Because back in them time, poor folks didn't have no parlors. All they had was... Of course, my wife's people, they finally, her daddy homesteaded a place up here in Pike County. He homesteaded 40 acres up there, and they built him a log house up there when we married.
Well, could you describe this house that you're living in now? How many rooms and where they are?
Well, I built on 1 room back there, but there's a bedroom over here, and I guess they call it then, this is the living room there. And this, everybody knows, there's a fireplace room. And that was a dining room. And then where my kitchen is. And there's a porch there. And there's a porch back down there. So it was, when I bought the house, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and a little pantry. And, when we take my niece, my wife's niece, to raise her in 47, I put a room on where this porch was here. And then after I sold the dairy, where I used to have a little room back there, it was there when I bought the place where my hired help slept. Why, we put it into, we called it just a plunder room. And then I built that new room on back there as my wife's utility room for a washing machine, sewing machine, and such as that.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned parlor. Was that the same thing as the living room, or was that different?
Yeah, that was... Then, you take Judge Howe. He was a kind of a aristocratic. He was a fine fella. Mm-hmm. But they was pretty well fixed. And he had a driveway that come in down that way and circle the house and go down here, kind of where my driveway does here. And the front porch, there was a walkway from here down the road, and he had a fence there, and there was an arch over where the front gate for the yard was, and there's an arch for the surrey come in back down here and an arch down there. He made a they was people that had homes like them. They called them aristocratic people, or kind of well.